April 5, Heavenly Guarantee. Ask and it shall be given. Seek and ye shall find. Knock and it shall be opened unto you. Matthew 7:7. Oh, if everyone would only know by personal experience how much of heaven's promised rest can be secured to the soul even now by sincere prayer. If one has not learned this lesson, every other lesson of life had better not be learned until he shall learn in the school of Christ how to master this lesson. As Christians, we want a new and living experience every day. We want to learn how to trust Jesus, to believe in him, and confide everything in him. Jacob was raised from a man of feebleness and defects through faith in God in prayer to be a prince with God. He prevailed through faith. God is omnipotent. Man is finite. In converse with God, we may lay the most secret thing of the soul open to him, for he knows it all, but not to man. Do not become careless and separate from the source of your strength. Watch your thoughts, watch your words, and in all things you seek to do, seek to glorify God. The more closely you lie at the foot of the cross, the more clearly will you see the matchless charms of Jesus and the unparalleled love he has evidenced for fallen man. Let not the pressure of business separate you from God, for if you ever need counsel and clear forethought and sharp ideas, it is when you have much work in your hands. It is then that you need to take time to pray, to have increased faith and implicit trust in the counsel of the physician in chief. Ask him to help you. Pray the oftener, the more critical the work you have to do. Oh, what a theme to contemplate that man, depraved and lost in his natural condition, may be renewed and saved by the gracious help that Christ gives him in the gospel. The love of Jesus in the soul will drive out the enemy who is seeking to take possession of man. Every trial patiently borne, every blessing thankfully received, every temptation faithfully resisted, will make you a strong man in Jesus Christ. All this grace may be gained in the prayer of faith. Lay hold upon strength from above. Even Jesus, when preparing for some great trial, would resort to the solitude of the mountains and spend the night in prayer to his Father. Letter 11, April 5, 1886, to Dr. Gibbs, a physician at the St. Helena Sanitarium.